All right, good evening, everybody. We're going to call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I don't want to make you hold it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I would declare a quorum with all three board members present. We'll move to the minutes from last month's meeting. Again, I see a new face in the room. Michael writes up the meeting minutes and sends them to us to take a look at before the meeting tonight. So I will put a motion on the table to approve the minutes from the, what was that, November 19th? Our November meeting.
19th, yes.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made in favor. The motion's made in second, and those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Thank you. All right. The overseer's report, again, we're still working with a lean crew in that we're leaving the hiring decisions for the new board that's coming in January. We do have Randy as our full-time guy, acting overseer right now. Steve's still working some part-time, Jeff Johnson part-time, and Jarrett some part-time. So the overseer's report is available on the website. I think it was also passed out. And you'll see the labor hours were down a bit from last month, so from the month prior. And that's the biggest reason why. But the guys keep plugging along, installing culverts, a bunch of tree work again. Still catching up on that, and a bit of grading when they can get some moisture and get that in there. All right, Michael?
So we did receive the signs in this month. Probably won't get started speed limit signs for most part, so they have been delivered, and so those will probably not get started till next year, but that's the plan, at least getting those going, so we at least have got them all. There was also a question from one of the citizens about budgets, and I noticed that the budgets weren't up on the website, the approved budgets. So I have actually created a new budgets area on the website and was able to find five of them from all the data. So that is out there as well.
Okay. Those have always been available by request, but we just put them up on there, and then that way they're free
for find themselves, yep.
Yeah.
I did notice that the budgets are on the state website, too, if you're looking for more.
Oh, okay.
I found them there one time.
Okay.
Don't remember where, but...
Yeah, well, I will check that out. Thank you. And that's all I had.
Okay. Katie?
I had something and I forgot it already, but...
Talk about it?
Yeah, and I forgot it. It's been a long day.
Is it the December 30th meeting?
I don't remember what I forgot. That's why I remember all right, I had something, but I forgot.
If you think of it, feel free to speak up and bring it back up.
Let's see. So moving into the reports. For the month of November, we had a beginning bank balance of $378,252.07. We had a cleared bank balance of $333,886.08. And then we still had outstanding uncleared transactions, giving us a ending cash balance of $287,732.42. Yes, we have a lot of money in the account at this point because we didn't get the chip seal done like we had planned. But we're going to talk to the next board about how to still be able to use the money next year if they need to.
Yeah. Michael talked to Butler County. We actually don't have to, we don't have to do anything by the end of the year to make sure that money, because it's still within our budget authority.
Yeah, but the new board would like to know how to use it without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
And figure out all this
right.
little government lingo and all that.
Yeah.
That has been a serious pain to learn.
Right. That was discussed about amending the budget before the July budget meeting. Okay.
I did let Tammy know that our next budget meeting might be a little bit longer than previous ones. She was fine with that.
Okay. You're going to...
I'm moving to vouchers. I always create them and email them to the trustee and clerk. And fortunately that... I sent the email before I left my house because I left the actual printed pages on my printer. Okay. So I am going to move to approve the vouchers incurred in November of 2020.
Just a moment, just double checking one number. Okay. I will second that motion. Similar to the minutes, when Katie sends these, we all look at them, we check, double check the receipts against them, and make sure all the numbers are right before we get here. Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did you say aye?
I did at the same time you said aye.
See, that's why I wait.
Okay. All right, and on my report, very happy to report the BOMAG project started this morning. That is Butler County brought over a machine that will dig down about 4, 5, 6 inches on 140th and County Line Number 3, which is between 140th and 150th. That digs down that depth. Grinds everything up, so the asphalt millings that are there, some of the gravel, we're going to add new gravel. They have rollers and watering truck, and Randy has been out there grading. And so they're going to be working on that for the next 4 or 5 days to get those 2 miles back into shape. Unfortunately, then, that moved into the roundabout, which I got an update from Butler County on that. They... Partly what delayed our BOMAG project also delayed them on the roundabout. They have really been battling COVID, it sounds like quite a bit, both in the county offices and on their crews out here. They were literally a month and a half, 2 months late getting to us than what they had originally talked about. So the latest what I hear is the roundabout as of right now should be opening up the north part around the end of January. But again, subject to any delays between now and then. Also, we have our end of year meeting coming up. We always do one right at one of the very last days. It's going to be December 30th, 6:30 in this room. It's none of these reports. It's literally all we do is meet. We get all the bills. Sorry, I'm going to back up one step. The vouchers that we just did tonight, that we approved those bills. That was all of the stuff that was done in November. And so we're approving that tonight. That whole block of bills is gonna get paid. So this December 30th meeting, we take all the bills that we have for December, we pay them on the last day of the month rather than waiting into January. That way we don't have any balances forwarded into the next year. We try and get to as close to a zero balance as we can with all our different vendors going into the next year, just to make it clean and zero it out. So that's December 30th again at 6:30. Okay, we didn't have any board business, anything we were voting on this month, so we'll go right into discussion if anybody had any questions or concerns. Mr. Barth.
When do we take over maintenance for 140th, Prairie Creek, and 160th?
when the roundabout is done. Because the detour on those roads lasts as long as the roundabout is in, while the roundabout construction is going on. Mm-hmm. Butler County will do a final repair, little maintenance right as once they're done.
Okay.
They will touch them up again before they turn them over to us.
Okay. So I'm noticing some degradation on Prairie Creek between 140th and 150th. You can see on the side of the road where the shoulder's given away.
Yeah.
But as long as they do a final walkthrough or inspection, you guys
right.
follow up on it, then that's fine.
Okay. Great. Anybody else?
Okay. You know, I noticed something, you know, like last May where you giving up bonuses to the workers, and I brought about Gail.
About?
Do you people ever realize how much that man goes out to the cemetery? You go out and buy a plot from him, or a number of plots,
mm-hmm.
and then once someone passes away, he's out there to show them where to dig, and then after the funeral, he's there to make sure the graves put covered back up. Man spends a lot of time out there.
Agreed.
And
he takes care of the flag out there.
He does all of that.
Decorates
out there.
And for what
he's getting paid and heard what kind of money Bronis is giving out, that man will spend a lot of hours out there for every transaction that goes on.
Yeah, I think if bonuses are given to our workers,
and I think
he definitely deserves a bonus. Because I live by that cemetery and
yeah.
I have more people come from out of state, out of town, and always comment, especially during Memorial Weekend and stuff, how beautiful it is.
I agree. I totally agree. Gail does done a great job. You, what, 17, 18 years now? How long?
Going on longer than 20 that.
20 years I've mowed it.
Yeah.
We've done the flag since I was a little kid.
I remember. Wow.
With Delmas.
And then I helped Delmas for several years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put up the flag since I can remember. I was a little kid.
So that's when there was only 13 stars on it, right?
You remember too.
I might not have known how to count yet.
Weren't sure how many. I thoroughly agree. I mean, we've always thought Gail's done a great job, and the best part is with very little supervision. He prefers it that way, even. Like, just he just says, leave me alone, let me do my job, and it'll all work out. So.
Well, I know, but
it's been good.
By speaking up for him.
Agreed.
He definitely needs recognition. So.
Agreed. Okay. All right, anything else?
As a citizen, I'd like to say something.
Okay.
Do I need to say my name?
Yes.
Yeah, Michael Seeds, 17296 Southwest Prairie Creek Road. I know this isn't our last meeting, but this is the last meeting with discussion from citizens for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to take the time to thank you two for all the work that you guys have done for the 6+ years for the township. I think that there's been a lot of things that have happened. I would probably say within the last 8 years has probably been the most, well, let's go back 6 years minus the 2 years I'm here, of course. probably some of the most tumultuous years within this township, and you guys handled it the best that you guys could. I think that you guys have done a lot for the township. There's a lot of things that happened behind the scenes, modernized accounting, the way you guys coming up with a website to make it so it's more transparent for everybody to get to that information. The chip seal has probably been the biggest piece kind of an epiphany, I think, to a lot of us, at least to me, is why haven't we been chip sealing for years before this? So you guys brought that in. And so I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you for helping me out for the last 2 years. I know it's been a pain, but I've appreciated all your guys' help, and I thank you guys for your service.
Oh, thank you. And that's very nice.
Good luck.
Thank you.
We got rid of a lot of our paper load. That's a good thing.
Yeah, really.
That was it.
I appreciate that. Okay. On that note, I hope everybody has a very nice Christmas. Very Merry Christmas. And we'll see you on the 30th. Thanks.